somewhere. You've done Finn Valley Proud, you've done Donegal Proud, you've done Ireland Proud. What's it like walking through those doors and to come back to such a welcome after our World Championships?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. The support Finn Valley had and also my family and friends, it's just overwhelming, really.
We might talk about your medal in a second, but overall the Irish team done us proud, didn't they? It was great displays from people, from PBs to medals, you know, everyone done a great job out there in Helsinki.
Yeah, there's a lot of semi-finals, finalists, and obviously the girls with the silver medal just the day before I was competing, so it really did give me a boost to go and do the best I could out there.
And you certainly did the best you could. You really jumped high for Ireland. Happy enough with that medal, I'd say.
Oh yeah, overwhelmed with the medal. I wasn't looking at medals coming in here, I just wanted to focus on myself and see what I could do in the big stage, and I knew I could jump 190, but I didn't know when it would happen, so I think it just happened at the perfect time.
Yeah, nice to happen on the world stage at the World Championships and when there's silverware on offer as well.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know there was only three of us jumping at the time, but because I was just focused on myself, keep myself relaxed and trying to jump the next day, even though I had a PB at 187, I had to like stay focused, try and like first attempt at 190, and I done it, so it's pretty
Talk to me about just going back to being here at the airport and coming out through those gates. I mean, there's many time busloads have come up from Finn Valley to witness fellow club members coming through those doors after being on international duty. I'm sure this isn't your first time being here for something like this, maybe on the other side a few years ago.
Yeah, it was. There's a lot of people inspire me to jump the way I do. Like Deirdre Ryan, she's helped me jump this high, and she's really been a really good role model to me and gave me a lot of advice of how to handle myself, and a lot of advice she gives me.
This championships, it's come at a busy time yourself, because obviously on Thursday you'll be back here in Dublin now for the Martin Games as well. You'll be aiming high there, I'm sure, too.
We'll see how I recover from this, and we'll just see what happens.
How is the body after delivering a silver medal on the world stage? I mean, it's not that easy, and I'm sure you're kind of tough on yourself as well, because you want to get the best out of yourself as well on the big stage.
Yeah, after the qualifying round, I really felt good. I had like first attempts each height, so I knew I was in good shape, and I really wanted to jump that day, but I just left it for Sunday, and I'm feeling okay. Maybe a wee bit stiff after the flight, but as soon as I get back home, start foam rolling, better recovery, I should be fine.
Do you have many long-term plans in the pipeline? I mean, you know, when things like this happen, people invariably talk about Olympics, but it is a bit away. Like, I mean, you know, is that entering your mindset really at all just yet?
I think any young person always aims to go to the Olympics. I think that's always like one of them things everybody wants to go to, but we'll see.
And what about the support from family and friends? I mean, there's a lot of your colleagues who are pretty much the same age as you here, and you're a role model for them now.
Yeah, well, I hope I am, in a way. I hope I inspire more people to come on teams like this and get the experience that I've got in Team Ireland, so hopefully many more.
Was it very tough being on one of the last events, you know, that weight? Or, you know, how do you deal with something like that?
I think high jump is always on last, so I've gained experience from the Commonwealth Games coming last, Commonwealth Youth Games coming last on, so I gained a lot of experience, and all the team was really encouraging. They stayed quiet for me when the girls just won a silver medal, so I couldn't ask more from Team Ireland.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
All the best with what's ahead.
Thank you.